Finally, this hour, a Mormon bishop in Taylorsville, Utah, went to great lengths last Sunday to teach his congregation a lesson. David Musselman disguised himself as a homeless person with the help of a professional makeup artist friend. After getting mutton chops, a ski hat, and thick glasses, the bishop waited outside his church and wished congregants a happy Thanksgiving. To describe what happened next, I'm joined by Bishop Musselman. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Ari.
Describe the response you got.
Well, I got several types of responses. I had some people that went out of their way to let me know that this was not a place to ask for charity and that I was not welcome and that I needed to leave the property. I should also state that I had a number of people come and were very kind to me, but I was most impressed with the children. The children definitely were very eager to want to reach out and try to help me in some way.
What did you look like? We said mutton chops and a ski cap and big glasses. Describe how you came across.
Well, I employed the services of a makeup artist here in Salt Lake. She put these big, huge white sideburns on me and got a grayed wig and ratted it up. She put a big scar across my cheek. And then, of course, with her makeup, put stuff on my teeth that made them look broken and dirty. I looked pretty authentic, Ari.
I'm imagining the scene from Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams and Harvey Fierstein, where he gets made up.
You know what? I was worried that maybe my wife and children would at least recognize me. And the shock value on their face when I exposed who I was worth it. I mean, she did an amazing job.
How did you eventually reveal your identity, and what was the reaction?
After walking around the church for an hour before the service, I made my way into the church after the service had started, about 10 minutes after. So I made my way around to the pulpit, came up, and at that moment, I pulled the wig off and the glasses off, and I can't even begin to describe the audible gasp that came over the congregation when they saw it was their bishop.
How did people respond once they realized that they had reacted coldly, in some sense maybe hostilely, to their church bishop, thinking he was a homeless man?
I anticipated there would be some people that might feel bad. I had no idea that it would cause the shame and guilt on certain individuals that it did, and that made me feel bad. But as I gazed across the congregation, there were so many eyes that were just filled with tears. There were some people that were weeping. And, you know, I made a point in my remarks over the pulpit to let them know that I in no way cast any judgment on any of them, because had I been the one that maybe was on the other side, I could have been one of the individuals that maybe even would have asked them to leave the premises.
Do you think this lesson in compassion that you've tried to impart will stick with the congregants who were there that day?
You know, I could have easily given a sermon or a talk on the subject, and I did it this way because I wanted all the people, especially the children, to look back when they become older and say, I remember when I was at church, my bishop dressed up like a homeless man. And I have to think that it did a lot more good than bad.
Bishop David Musselman of Taylorsville, Utah, thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.